Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, May 1st. Green on the board today in the corn and wheat, and soybeans had a nice rally off the lows here, but weren't able to get into positive territory. A couple of things for these late rallies here. Number one, there was a report on the internet, on Twitter today, that we are near a deal with China and something to the effect of rolling back some tariffs. This gave us a six cent pop in the beans in about 15, 20 minutes, and also supported the corn. And we had late rallies in corn and in the wheat. Now, I think in the corn, a lot of this was also due to the maybe growing concern about the weather and late planting. It's noted in Illinois that yield drag of about 4% starts if the corn is planted after May 10th, and that doubles to 8% drag if you get that in the ground after May 20th. So Illinois right now is only 9% planted versus about 43% on average. So if this rain continues and are expecting a little bit more rain for the rest of the week and then a bit of a dry spell and then more coming in next week. So we don't see a whole lot of work getting done in the next 7 to 10 days here. So funds are keeping an eye on that. And due to that, we had July corn finishing up 6 cents at 368.5. December finishing up 5.25 cents at 386.25. Now, both of these are above the closes and the lows from that March 29th report day there. So that's positive. Also, both contracts closed above the 20-day moving average. So we are starting to get into some of those technical areas here, which may direct the trading of the funds in their short positions between 280 and 300,000 short still at this moment. So positive in the corn there. And the wheat maybe rallied a little bit in sympathy with corn. We've got July up 7.25 at 436. Kansas City July up 6 cents at $4. We had Kansas City did not break through yesterday's contract low and rallied a bit today. So if we can hold that, maybe there is hope for a bit of a turnaround. You've still got the fund short about 90,000 contracts in Chicago, record 60,000 in Kansas City. Down here at this low end of the market, they may also be getting nervous there with this failure to take out yesterday's low. And in the beans, we had July finished down 2.25 cents, 851.75. November finished down 1.75 cents at 873. Both of those finished about 7.5 cents off the lows for the day. And November beans rather did not take out last July 13th's contract low, which was 864.75. We got as low as 865.75 today, so we'll see if that level holds as well. And still concerning the beans, obviously, is if we get these acres delayed in the corn. If they don't go into prevent plant, they will most likely move into beans. So that is still putting some pressure on beans, and I think we really need some positive announcement regarding a trade deal. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading a little bit higher today, up 17 points at 97.38. Crude oil trading down 32 cents a barrel, 63.59. Dow Jones down about 135 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.